Pasco, Pasco, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Yeah, the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pasco, as he does of a Wednesday afternoon, joins us. You've got a question about technology, and there's always questions about technology. You're not sure? Here's the man who can answer all of those questions for you, Richard Pasco. Richard, good afternoon. Tell us, how did the 2 o'clock get-together down at the Glenelg Library go yesterday? Tell us about it.
It was packed. There was about 50 people there, so the room was full, right, which is really good. Lots of 5AA listeners, and anybody who didn't listen to 5AA, I got them thrown out. Until they promised to make sure they listen to us every week on there as well. But it was a very good day. So we talked all about scams down there and what to look for and educate people, which is what it's all about.
Richard, talking about scams, was the one that seemed to predominate, is the one that all of a sudden is kind of out there everywhere all of a sudden?
People are still falling for the, we ring you at home, there's a problem with your computer, I'm from the NBN, I'm from Telstra. And as I explained to people yesterday, people normally fall for that when they ring at about 9:30 at night. They've had a bit of a big day. You know, they might have had a couple of beers, a couple of wines, so they're a bit more susceptible to somebody talking to them about these sort of things. And then it's, yeah, there is a problem with the computer, and if you just, you know, can we log on to it? Yeah, log on to it. And they charge you like $480 US for it, you know. And you know, as I said, somebody, you could get mad every month for 6 months for that price.
Yeah. You know, Richard, let's go to One Tree Hill Way, and Brad from there was a question for Richard Pasco. Good afternoon, Brad.
Yeah, good afternoon, fellas. Now, Richard, I'm not too good on the computers, but when I'm on different Google and Facebook and things, this sign comes up. It says, allow cookies. Is this some sort of scam or what is it?
Sorry, you broke up. Just you said allow what?
Cookies.
No, it's not. No, there's nothing wrong with cookies, and that's not the type that you eat. Cookies are, this is Brad. We know Brad from One Tree Hill, so Brad doesn't have to sign in. The whole page doesn't have to reload properly. Everything about you is already on that page.
All right. I won't get hit with heaps of adverts or anything.
No, you won't. No, you won't, Brad. So it's just about your personal data, not your personal data, but it's just Brad signed on to Facebook, we know who Brad is, or Brad's on Google, we know who Brad is. There's nothing really wrong with cookies.
No worries. You put me mind at ease.
Good.
Richard, what about your television is asking you to do an update, and you're thinking, hang on a minute or so, should you try it?
You should. All the major TV manufacturers now send out updates to your TVs. Hisense, TCL, Samsung, LG, it can give you new features. A lot of times we get people who ignore it when it wants to give you new channels because the networks always release another, let's say, shopping channel there. So, you know, do the updates for it. I've got a TCL and there was a major update came down and it seemed to improve the TV. Just slightly on the way. So, you know, don't be afraid of these things. Just go along and, you know, just, you know, if it's connected to the internet, you're fine. Just let it update.
Righto. It's 10 minutes past two. You've got a question about technology, and there's always questions. Richard Pasco, the tech guy, is the man to answer the question for you. And Christian's given us a ring. No, he's not from Perth. He's up at Highbury, a different Christian. Christian, good afternoon.
G'day. How you going, fellas? Richard.
Christian,
I hotspot my mobile to my laptop.
Yeah.
To get onto the Google thing.
Yes.
And then send all my invoices through that. Lately, right. the Google thing comes up, but every time I go to click on it, it reckons I'm not connected to the internet.
What, are you on Windows 10?
No, I'm on the old one. Do you reckon it's because it's so old?
Yeah, you're starting to see the age there, Christian. So, you know, you're restarting your phone, aren't you?
Yes.
Right, so, you know, make sure you restart your phone. You know, without me having a look at it, you know, it's normally... So you're just talking about Google Chrome and it won't do it?
Yeah, so 2 weeks ago I'd be able to, like, hotspot my phone to my computer,
yep,
and all of a sudden it's been 2 weeks and it won't connect.
when you've got that little connection part comes up, click on it and just make sure that it's in the properties on there as well. Just make sure it's a private connection, not a public connection in there as well. That'll be the other thing I'd try. But, you know, it might be time for that laptop to be upgraded or that computer to be upgraded to Windows 10.
Okay.
How old is it, Christian?
It's probably 8 years old.
That's right. I did one on the weekend that's 15 years old, ran like a clock afterwards.
Oh, beautiful.
All right. Really?
But it's a Zeus that's in very good nick, but, yeah, its hardware is not that flash, I suppose.
Yeah, so we test it. Anybody who does it for anybody out there, that do what I do, is make sure you test it all beforehand, Christian, to make sure that it will actually take Windows 10 on there. All right?
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks.
And the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe, you can call Richard on 0419 829 145. So 0419 829 145, and he answers the flame and telephone. Richard, the cloud, you know what it's all about. How does it work?
So we always hear about our data, our photos are stored in the cloud. You know, we're not referring to the wonderful clouds outside, as we know. We're referring to software run on the internet rather than our computer that hosts data. So all the stuff that we've got, it's being hosted somewhere else, and then we can just access it. So cloud services like, you know, OneDrive, Google Drive, iCloud, Dropbox. We don't have to have them stored on our computer, but we can have them stored there and basically keep it all in sync. It's a good thing to do, and it gives us access across all our devices for anything we want.
Righto, okay. One of our regulars, God Lover, on the telephone on 8223-0000 up in North Adelaide, Father Joan. Hello, Joanie.
Oh, hello. It's lovely to talk to you both. I spend most of my time with my head in the clouds, I think. and I try things over and over again, and that sometimes is my problem. I haven't got a problem with my contacts and my phone.
Right.
You're both there, but some of you happen to be there about 12 times. What have I done to get some of my contacts there about 12 times?
I would probably anticipate, Joan, you've got several groups of contacts on there as well. So you would have probably...
Not too many.
So if you go up to the top and look at groups, you would have your iCloud contacts on there. Then you would probably have your Google contacts. And then maybe your Microsoft contacts on there as well.
I don't have them, but yeah, go on.
But that's where you'd end up with those multiples, Joan, on there as well. So
is there any way I can say, please delete multiple contacts?
No, not at the moment.
Oh.
Because you could turn off the Google ones and then you probably have very few multiples on there. But there might be somebody you've added to Google that you haven't added to iCloud contacts. That's
the
problem.
So I'm not the only one that has somebody's name.
Oh, no. I've got multiples on mine because I've got about three or four things that store the contacts.
Well, you do appear a couple of times.
There we go, Joan. All right.
Well, thank you. That was an easy fix. Josh said you'd know. See you, Pilko. Be a good man.
Good on you, Joanie. Father Joan, God love it. That's such great work up there in North Adelaide. Chad, you're at Tea Tree Gully. Trevor, you're at Highbury. And Tony, you're at Parkholme. You'll be our next three callers for the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. It's getting on towards 2:15. We're back in just a moment or so.
Australia is working hard to ensure we all have access to safe, effective and free COVID-19 vaccines, which will give us the protection to go about our everyday lives. The COVID-19 vaccines are being assessed carefully by independent clinical experts to ensure all potential vaccines meet Australia's high safety and quality standards. After vaccines are approved, they'll be rolled out, going to those most in need of protection first. To keep up to date, visit health.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Somewhere in Adelaide, there's a particular busy street that will take you to a quiet alley that leads to a hidden gem. A gem filled with retro furniture, a blend of curious customers and the ever-present aroma of sensational coffee. The street is Prospect Road. The alley takes you to number 118. And the hidden gem is Café Komodo. Coffee, cake, cool music and curious cackles from cafe lovers. Café Komodo. 118 Prospect Road. Come and find us.
And they're dog-friendly up there. Josh hasn't got a dog and I haven't got a dog, so we'll have to get a couple of dogs from the RSPCA and go up there and give it a try. Sounds like it's a bit of all right up there at Cafe Komodo. Just a reminder, the ladies from Toop and Toop are in that interactive lounge of ours until 2:30, taking your calls. Susanna and Jane, you've got a question about real estate, whether it be the renting of a property, the buying of a property, perhaps you're wanting to sell a property. You want some really good expert real estate advice, given confidentially and given expertly. Now's the opportunity. Call the ladies. They're there until 2:30. And that interactive lounge number for Susanna Toop and Jane Looker from Toop and Toop is 8366-0826. That's 8366-0826. And they're there until 2:30.
With Beaumont Tiles' Be Visual Live app, you really can try before you buy. Take a photo of your family area, select the tile you like and see it live. And get 28% off your floor tiles. Beaumont's live visualiser and 28% off. You'll be happy you chose Beaumont's.
Attention all business owners. Do you need a vehicle for your business before June 30? Do you want to take advantage of end of financial year tax benefits and qualify for an instant tax write-off? It could be a van, ute, range of SUVs or a hybrid. Get in touch with the business vehicle specialists, North Point Toyota. Secure your end of financial year Toyotas at North Point Toyota. It's the North Point way. Hillcrest, Prospect or Port Augusta, northpointtoyota.com.au.
Last year was very tough and this year remains full of unknowns. But what is certain is there's help for people who need it. If you're in financial difficulty, don't tough it out on your own. Talk to your bank. There's help with home loan repayments, small business recovery loans, help with credit card repayments, credit rating protection, increased customer support, and special assistance for those in financial hardship. Your bank will help you find a way through.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA-approved caravan crash repairer. This is Tony Pilkington.
And this is our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. If you want to get in touch with Richard, it's very easy. Simply adelaidetechguy.com.au. adelaidetechguy.com.au or on the mobile phone on 0419 829 145. The Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. Tea Tree Gully, patiently waiting on the phone, is Chad, and we've got him on the line right now. Hello, Chad.
How you going?
Hi, Chad.
G'day, bud. I've got a Chrome car.
Yeah.
Is it possible to put the vision on TV but put the sound through a Bluetooth speaker?
Can you hook the... You should be able to hook the TV up to a Bluetooth.
Oh, okay. So it has to be a smart TV then?
That's right.
Okay.
All right, that'd be the way I'd do it.
Oh, okay, and that's probably the only way you could do it, you
probably
reckon?
The only, straight off the top of my head. It's a good question, Chad, got to say. To split the audio and video up there, it is a good question, but I think that would be the only way you could do it.
All right, because I wasn't sure whether the phones could Bluetooth the two different things.
No, I don't think, not on Chromecast, no.
Oh, okay. All right. No worries.
Thanks, Chad.
Easily done. Righto, to a Highbury this time around for Richard Pascoe. And we've got Trevor. G'day, Trevor.
I was just going to say, hold on one second, Trevor. I was just going to say, Josh thought I was nearly stumped then, Pilko.
I did.
Yeah.
Because we've got a bet going as to when it's going to happen. Hasn't happened as yet.
Thank God,
Trevor,
for that, because I've got to pay up. So.
Yeah. Trev, you've got a question that can stump Richard?
You might be able to win something in a minute. I've got a Hikvision security system, which is connected to a Samsung 8000 series TV.
Yep.
Each time I turn the TV off and walk away for a while, go back to it, the screen says it says reset as no signal at all. So I've got to reset the system again.
Yep.
To get the screen, the security back on the screen. I've changed the HDMI cable.
Yeah.
I've changed the plugs. Then I decided to plug it into an old TV, not a smart TV, and it was fine.
And it works, yeah.
Yep.
It is a Samsung TV.
Yes.
Right. Because those, and I've seen a couple of those setups, and they basically all work properly just on a monitor or a dumb TV.
Yep.
There is something in there. I don't think you're ever going to get it to work the way you want it to, Trevor.
It'll work, but it just doesn't stay there.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. You might want to talk to, because you've got to be licensed to go along and muck around with security cameras now. So you might want to talk to, who installed it for you, Trevor? You might want to talk to them.
I have. They're confused as well.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's anything to be confused about. It just doesn't work with it. And it works with something else. So there would be settings in there that, especially on some of the newer TVs, because it's got an Android operating system behind it. And I think that will be what the security camera's having issues with.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks, Trevor.
Righto, Trevor. Tony, this time around, you've got issues with a car CD player. You've got a question for Richard. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Richard. I've got a 380 Mitsubishi, and it suddenly won't play CDs anymore.
That's heartbreaking, Tony.
Yeah.
Don't be rude. A lot of us like CDs. Yeah, go on, Tony.
Have you put a CD cleaner in it, Tony?
Yeah. And it just pops out, it won't play.
Might be time for a new one, Tony.
A new what?
CD player in your car.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you can still buy them. I don't know why Pilko's laughing. You can still buy them. But how old is it now, Tony?
Oh, probably 5 years.
It should still, it should still be all right. I'd try a different cleaning solution. You can get CDs with like a little brush that runs around to clean the heads in there.
Yeah, okay.
Or the laser that makes the CD work.
I've used that, the laser disc, yeah.
Yeah, all right. But you might be time for a new one, though.
Thank you.
No, thanks, Tony.
He's talking about a CD player, not a car, Tony.
That's right.
Richard, if you've got a laptop and it's getting overheating or it's getting hot, does that mean that it's on the blink or it's too old or it's malfunctioning?
A lot of laptops, when you do intensive work on it, heat up. I saw something the other day that literally it had burnt a hand on there. That's how hot it got. Oh,
really?
So there was obviously a problem with it. So took it to the repairers. They had a look inside, and because she had a couple of cats, it had sucked all the cat fur into all the vents on there as well.
Oh, kidding.
So, if you've got a laptop that you've had around for a while, it's getting quite hot, you might want to take it to repair it, get them to blow out all the dust and the vents in there first. That would be the first thing that I would do.
All right, simple as that. Somerton Park this time around for Richard Pascoe. John's on the telephone. Hello, John.
Hi, Guy. Hey, Rich, you know about old record players? You're horrible to people with CD players.
No, I'm not, John. Good heavens.
I agree with you. Johnny is too. Yeah.
I've got
it's
one in my
one.
Car. I've got a relatively new laptop, and it just started slowing down. I've got 40 plus megabyte speeds on it, but it slows down. Then I put the C cleaner on it, and I
no, get rid of that.
Okay, clean it. But it works faster for a couple of days. But what slows it down? I've got not much on it. There's bugger all programs on this thing.
The problem with C Cleaner is that we go back, 18 months ago, 2 years, it was bringing malware into people's computers.
Oh, great.
Because it's C Cleaner is owned by the same people who've got Avast, AVG, and Avira.
Yeah.
Have you got one of those on there too?
No, I put Kaspersky on. That slowed it down to a crawl.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
What do you do?
Windows 10 and Defender for you for a start.
Yeah, I've got that.
Right,
okay.
So,
and it'll slow. It's starting to slow down. And then I went for that C Cleaner. I got rid of Kaspersky. There's nothing. The bugger all on this thing.
Get rid of C Cleaner. Have you checked your Windows updates?
Yep.
And that you're up to 20H2?
Oh, it updated for the other night, and it removed a whole lot of things off the taskbar, which is bloody annoying. But it's all been updated, yeah.
So 20H2 on there. Have a look in the task manager in the startup tab.
Yeah.
In there, and just have a look what's on there as well. How old is it now, John?
18 months.
Yeah, it shouldn't be the hard drive on there as well. You might have just an issue with it, John. So give me a call off air.
Okay.
And then we can run through, a whole lot of checks that you might want to run and do before you get me out.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, John.
Richard, somebody's thinking about changing internet providers. Should you be concerned that my, say, the current email address will you still be able to access it? And if you do, will they charge you for it?
They will. So, you know, with a lot of people might want to go along and swap from one internet provider to another, but they always get concerned, well, you know, what am I going to do about my old email address I've had for so many years on there as well?
Yeah.
So the companies will charge anywhere from $30 on up a year for you to keep that email address. Don't expect great service from them, you know, if your email stopped working because you're not with them as an internet provider anymore. So if you're going to swap, I always say to people, you should start now as try and get your reliance on your current email address. Try and get yourself a Gmail address, an Outlook.com address. So it's independent because then if somebody comes along and offers you a better deal, you can chop and change and go between the two of them without worrying about, you know, am I going to lose everything from my Big Pond Optus IINet address? It just, right to on. Me, it
Vivian,
just makes sense.
Okay, a final one for Richard from Vivian, an email. Richard, can you recharge your mobile phone too much? And by doing so, will this lessen the battery life?
Not anymore. And the modern phones that have been out for the last couple of years, they know when they should be charged. They know when it should stop as well. So they'll basically slow right down when it's getting towards 100% and will literally cut off then. The problem that you might have is that some people go along and buy those cheap Chinese chargers and cords when something happens. Now, that means that the power supply to your phone is not being regulated properly, so it goes up and down, and that's where we get things like overheating on there, problems with the phone. You know, I noticed the other day, and I'm not saying it, but you know, somebody's suing Apple at the moment because their phone burst into flames when it was in their pocket. At the moment, and you know, to me, that's there could be something wrong with the phone, but they could have also used, you know, one of those cheap chargers that, you know, has caused too much electrical problems with the phone, and it's not what we want.
Yeah, right up. Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy, simply go online adelaidetechguy.com.au, and the mobile number is 0419 829 145.